And the Rebbe explains so beautifully that in every generation, we have youth who wants to be tzaddikim, chassidim, talmidei chachamim, in the sense of tzeinim, eitzik nele mishekana chachma. But there's a certain requirement. If you want to achieve this, you have to have the remnant of the previous generation. Pleikat sofreihem. In the Sfadic version, it's also Sheirit Zignei Amcha Beit Yisrael. Without seeing yesteryear, without seeing the way the Jews lived, we will never know how to construct our lives Torah-wise properly. And here, for me, it's very hard. I'm once again, unfortunately, mourning a Talmud in very early period of mine in Israel, going back to 1971. A new school. I'm the only surviving member of the original faculty of a school that changed the course of Anglo-Torah history. A school that has contributed endlessly to the strength, the achievement, the welfare of the state of Israel. A school that began with 10 students in 1969. Who would dream what would come out of it? I'm referring, of course, to the granddaddy of all the Anglo-Saxon Torah programs, exporting Torah to the Anglo-Saxon world, BMT, Beit Medrash LaTorah. And Harry Yotzvi was my student there, 71. And what was life all about? What was the raison d'etre? Here we are after the Holocaust, and we're talking second generation. It's parents. And we're rebuilding. And not much, practically my age, my generation, we want to be tzaddikim, we want to be chassidim. But we had to have the remnant of yesteryear to inspire us. And you have to give credit to his parents. Not a simple time. Not so easy to raise children who would take on a full commitment to Torah. And they succeeded. I just spoke with another student this morning who was almost a student in BMT, Dr. Norman Gold. And he told me how he knew his parents, Shomrei Shabbos, grocery store, Royalton. And they succeeded with this young man. And he comes to BMT. And here in BMT, we have even a harder task because we're trying to create tzaddikim and chassidim and sekenim and sofrim in a new country, a different country, a new milieu, a different environment, a different social setting, a country of endless immigrants, a kibbutz ha-goliot. And one of the early pioneers. And the fact that we're here today in Gush Etzion is the greatest testimony that his parents succeeded, Svi succeeded, and BMT succeeded. The Torah, early Pashiyot, Sefer Bereshit, Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, Mimoledetcha, U'mibeit Avicha. And here, of course, there's a very simple question. There are people sitting here who just arrived moments ago. And you can ask yourself, Lenny and his wife, brother and sister-in-law of the deceased, my dear student, Rabbi Prasansky, tell me, Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, Me'atzecha, the order is wrong. The plane took off and you left the United States last. You left where you were coming from, New Jersey, Florida, earlier. You left your home at the very start of the journey. And yet the Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, the order is wrong. Reverse it. But the order is not wrong. It's talking, the Torah is describing, God is giving a command. It's psychological, emotional, sociological. Very hard to leave where you grew up, your friends, your neighborhood, the language, the chevra, the shul. You know your way around. It's very difficult. To leave the greater area, all right. You have a certain loyalty. You grew up, I grew up in the Bronx. Whenever I meet someone from the Bronx, it's a chatredo, you shake it. Talk about the old Bronx. To leave the United States, with all due respect, so I'm a third generation American, but I wouldn't say America is a badge of honor, ethical, moral, outstanding behavior, commitment. Fine. And what God is telling Avraham Avinu and telling every Jew, Ba'asher Hu Sham, this is the mitzvah. As hard as it is, yes, to leave the United States, that'll be easy. Lech lecha me'atzecha. Imoladetcha, Queens, Laurelton, Forest Hills, etc. A little harder. Beit Avicha, that's the hardest of all. That's the mitzvah, that's the call, that's the charge. Following the Holocaust, how can a Jew who lives Jewishly and cares Jewishly and his heart beats Jewishly, how can he remain outside the Holy Land where Be'ezrat Hashem we are building the future of the Torah people and we are partners in that edifice, in that building, in that structure, in that vision? And here, we mourn the Nifta. He understood the Lech Lecha very well. He left, raised a family, descendants who are integrated in the Holy Land. He understood the charge and lived up to it. And let me conclude this week's Seder, Parsha Truma. You come to Israel, I'm living here only 50 years now, and I've seen when I came on Aliyah, I always tell my students that everyone knew everyone else. The whole country was 1.5 million Jews. Today, Baruch Hashem, we all know we've gone over 6 million. We're heading towards 7 million. People are worried. Trumat Maisra will become the Oraita. Not so soon. There's a Shita to Rambam. We need Judbet Shvat Malma Komam. So we don't have that yet. Even if we have Be'ezrat Hashem in my lifetime, I want to see 10 million plus Jews here. But many Jews come and they're overwhelmed by the holiness of the land. And it's very easy to find your way into a situation where you forget about our origins, Yeshiva University, Torah Mada, German Orthodoxy, Torah V'Derech Eretz. To me, what's most important, I grew up in Bnei Akiva, ultimately the greatest influence in my life, Torah V'Avoda. And you know, when you look at the Mishkan, you have to build the menorah, you have to build the shulchan. The menorah represents spirituality, the light, the Torah, the neshama. The shulchan, the bread, represents temporal matters, sustenance, the real world as we speak, the physical world. totally succeed, for the Mishkan to be complete, you need both the menorah and the shulchan. And here too, I have to say about the Niftah, as he was raised, he raised his children, and they're at home in both aspects, particularly close to his son, my Talmud, Rabbi Yehoshua, and I can say, Eduk Nemanah, the greatest credit to his parents, that he knows how to blend the concept of the menorah with the shulchan. So we gathered here, as I began a number of minutes ago. For me personally, it's very sad. A student, a confidant, someone who understood the message, someone who walked with the same tempo that I have walked. But we have to accept God's will. And I say to Tzipi, the children, the Nifta's siblings, open Sefer Kohelet. When we're younger, we don't understand its message entirely. Chazal already tell us, Vikshu Lignos at Sefer Kohelet, even the greatest Chachamim. But at times, they wanted to put the Sefer Kohelet aside. When you get older, you reach the conclusion that it's the most brilliant volume that Shlomo HaMelech ever wrote. Find solace in the achievement, find nechama in the memory, and go further in the path that your husband, your father, your grandfather started following that path, and that will be the greatest consolation possible. May his neshama have an aliyah, and he should be a good better for us and for all Klal Yisrael. Amen.